Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 312 for Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was higher Wednesday, taking some direction from the advances in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Canola was up $4 to $6, the May contract up $4.40 at $461.50 per ton. Activity was thin and choppy with the light volumes and a lack of significant farmer selling on the other side, exaggerating the move. Solid commercial demand did remain a supportive factor, although the Canadian oilseed was starting to look a bit more expensive compared to other options, and that limited some of the buying interest. The large South American soybean crop also remained a bearish influence. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher, as the grains and oilseed saw a correction following yesterday's declines. Soybeans were up 8 to 10 cents, the May contract up 9 at $9.64 per bushel. Soybeans hit their softest in 5 months yesterday, leaving them open to a profit-taking bounce higher. Speculators were some of the noted buyers amid ideas that the market was looking oversold. However, any advances were hampered by the large South American crop prospects, as beans from Brazil and Argentina are finding their way to export positions and competing with the more expensive U.S. supplies. Corn futures are 1 to 4 cents higher, the May contract up 4 at $3.75 per bushel, as corn took direction from the gains in beans and wheat. Corn was at its lowest levels in a month yesterday and was looking cheap relative to soybeans. With soybeans a bit more attractive heading into the spring, ideas that some intended corn acres may go to beans instead added to the firmer tone in corn. However, soft export demand and declines in crude oil did temper the advances. For wheat, prices were up 3 to 10 cents, the May contract in Chicago up 7 at $5.11 per bushel. In addition to the chart-based bounce, wheat also found support from declining crop conditions in the Black Sea region. However, improving weather forecasts across the U.S. winter wheat growing region did limit the advances, as expected moisture over the next few days would be beneficial. The fact U.S. wheat remains overpriced in the global market also limited the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 18th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.